welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by my partner and good buddy Don Goldberg, and our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Prodell. Those of you who just tuned in, you missed a great first hour. We had Lorna Vanderhaeg on. She's no longer with us this second hour, but we were discussing women's formula products and women's problems and stuff like that that Lorna designed for Natural Factors.
Now, those of you who missed it and would like to listen to it, you can hear any of the previous broadcasts of the Wilner Window by going to our website. Go to the radio tab and you just click on the link, and you can listen to MP3 files of our previous shows. Today's show, I would say, wait until tomorrow, give them a chance to get it, you know, posted onto the site, but all of our past shows you can listen to, even if you missed them the first time around.
And that website is www.wilner.com. Okay, and our number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We'll take calls on all aspects of nutrition. Okay, those of you who were on the phones over the break, thank you for staying there. And let's say hello to Dina from Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hi, Dina.
Hi. In a week, I'm going to take CAT scans and x-rays of the spine. And I looked in your Best Supplements book for something having to do with x-rays and radiation, but I found antioxidants. What supplements can I take during that time?
Well, what's wrong with antioxidants?
No, take that against the radiation?
That's one thing that you would definitely want to, you know, if you're not already taking a good antioxidant supplement.
I am taking a lot. There's an additional situation that I have, esophagitis, and I'm on Prevacid for 4 years. So I can't take as many supplements as I used to. So I try to pick.
Well, okay. Again, one of the things that, you know, you may want to do is to either start or to increase the amount of antioxidants in general that you're taking, because you're, you know, a part of the damage that could conceivably be done would be oxidation, the creation of free radicals. So the antioxidants are there to prevent that or to counteract that. So that's one general thing that you could do.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you really need to be concerned about one series of tests, you know, that could be argued, I guess, either way. I'll let Dr. Podell give his opinion on that. I mean, you know, if you need the test, you take the test. One CAT scan alone is probably not going to do too much damage. It's when you start getting into multiple exposures that I think you need to really start worrying. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I mean, it's a significant exposure, but it's not considered. Just if there were only that one thing, that wouldn't be considered to be any big deal. What I'm trying to recall is that years ago, I remember talking about shark liver oil as something that you give to people who are getting radiotherapy for tumors.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't kept up with that literature. Is that still being used? And if so, might it be something that she would want to take?
They still use shark liver oil. It's available, but I'm not sure.
I really haven't seen any new or current research on that. Yeah, but the other thing would be the adaptogenic herbs. a ginseng blend or a good Siberian ginseng, ashwagandha, something like that.
Matter of fact, that's, by the way, Don, that's the Adrenosense formula. Contains all those adaptogenic herbs.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, schizandra, ginseng, ashwagandha, suma, rhodiola.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, that would be another good product to take.
And I'm going to give you one other one. It's called superoxide dismutase, and the brand name is Bluebonnet makes a product called glycidin, GLYSODIN, which is a very stable form of superoxide dismutase. And one of the dangers of radiation is that it does create superoxide radicals. And the superoxide dismutase, as found in a product like glycidin, would be very, very good to sort of squelch those free radicals that were created by the radiation. So that would be another suggestion in addition to the basic antioxidants. Add a product called Glycidin by Bluebonnet. Okay, Dina, thanks so much for that
call.
Can I
ask one more?
Absolutely.
Yes, because as I hear you talking about the chewable DGL. Is there such a thing as chewable calcium? Because of my esophagitis, is there a way to get a more absorbable type of calcium down?
You can. There are chewable calciums available.
Do you think it's easier to absorb?
It's not a question of absorb. You have esophagitis.
Yeah.
And one of the things that you have to do, regardless of what supplements you take, you have to make sure that you get them out of your esophagus. In other words, make sure you take whatever you take with a lot of liquid.
Yes.
Okay, because it's when whatever you're taking is in contact with the esophagus, it can irritate it. So
one of the, we commented on liquid vitamins during the first hour and sort of, pointed out that they're not usually the best choice. But calcium and calcium magnesium or calcium magnesium with D is one of the few cases where you can get a good liquid product.
Right, absolutely.
So, in fact, Bluebonnet, who you mentioned for the glycidin, also makes a good liquid calcium magnesium. So in this particular case, if you have trouble swallowing or tablets and things, there is no difficulty with a number
excellent.
Of good calcium magnesium liquids.
Excellent product, and those liquids come in a wide variety of flavors. They have an excellent blueberry and a whole bunch of other flavors that I don't remember. So that's a good suggestion by Don.
That is interesting. I don't have trouble swallowing pills. It's just because of the esophagitis. So would this liquid calcium
in this case, it would be a good thing.
It would.
And then you would, after you took the tablespoon or two tablespoons of the calcium magnesium, wash it down with some water.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Dina. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Next, we have Sally from Brooklyn, New York.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call. I enjoy your program immensely. I have osteoporosis, and I'd like to start taking strontium.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to know if that's okay, safe to take long-term, and how many capsules each day.
Strontium, as far as we could tell, is safe to take. There are a few different products available. There's one we like is made by Doctor's Best, and it's called Strontium Bone Maker. Strontium Bone Maker, available at Wilner Chemists.
Okay.
And the dose is two capsules a day.
One in the morning? No.
In this case, it's not Doctor's Best who recommends this, but there's a company who's been trying to get this product approved as a prescription medication, and they suggest that you take it at bedtime.
At bedtime?
Yes, because you want to take it away from food and you want to take it away from the calcium.
Away from food and away from calcium.
So usually at bedtime fits the bill.
Bedtime, you should take both together at bedtime.
Yeah, and then take your calcium throughout the day.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, before you leave, Sally, bear in mind that if you have osteoporosis, strontium is only one of the important nutrients that you should be taking. Okay. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah. What else can you suggest?
Well, a primary importance, of course, are calcium,
yes,
magnesium,
mm-hmm,
vitamin D,
mm-hmm,
silicon, the other trace minerals, vitamin C, and so forth. You should be, you know, strontium is just one of the group. If you only took the strontium, you wouldn't be getting the benefit.
I see.
Okay, I just
see.
Want to make sure that you understand that, okay?
Yes,
you may have,
yes,
you know, don't be, you know, you folks out there, you might hear about one particular nutrient being so wonderful, for, but you know, don't forget, that may be true, but it's only part of the overall picture. So,
I see.
So osteoporosis, make sure you're getting your good multivitamin, multimineral,
mm-hmm,
calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, silicon,
okay,
all of the things that you need for bone.
Thank you so much.
Including the strontium.
Thank you. I am a long-time customer of Wilner. You guys are wonderful.
Oh, shucks.
Well, we think so, too. But,
thank you so much.
But thanks for saying it.
Sure.
And we like you as well.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Sally. Thanks so much for the call. Okay, we're pausing for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust, and all American Health products are now on sale at Wilner's at 35% off list price. And our number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We shall return after these messages.
Jarrow Formulas has a new probiotic supplement, Jarrodophilus CDS. CDS stands for clinically documented strains. Jarrodophilus CDS contains 7 strains of beneficial bacteria offering a broad spectrum of health benefits. With 20 billion total probiotic organisms per capsule, Jarrodophilus CDS promotes better and more comfortable digestion, healthier bowel function, more efficient bulking and regularity, improved immune response, and greater overall gastrointestinal wellness. All bacteria are not created equal, and an unwelcome bacterial imbalance can occur when you travel, when you're stressed, or when you're just not eating properly. Jarrodophilus CDS helps to reestablish digestive balance and restore gut health. It utilizes an advanced polysaccharide matrix protection formulation that delivers more probiotics to precisely where they're needed. Ask for Jarrodophilus CDS at Wilner Chemists.
This is Arnie Gitomer, and before we continue, I want to first point out that one of our favorite Jarrow products, PomGuard, the pomegranate concentrate capsules, are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at one-half price. And I also want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some examples of what's on sale now. Source Naturals, American Health, the full lines, 35% off list. Doctor's Best, full line, 33% off list. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Kyolic, NTI, Natrol, Neocell, full lines at 30% off list. And there's much more. You can check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And we just published a new version of our product reference catalog. Do you have your copy or our current sale flyer? If you don't, you should pick one up at any of our Wilner Chemist stores. It's free. If you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106 and click option number 3. If you're on the mailing list, of course, we would have mailed you a copy. That number again, 1-800-633-1106. You can also request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com, and subscribing right online. As I said, the best thing is to stop by one of our 2 stores in Manhattan and just pick it up, or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just 1 block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment. Menopause, often a very uncomfortable time for women. Hot flashes, night sweats, headaches, mood changes, fatigue. What causes this? Their bodies produce less estrogen. One solution to this problem is to take supplemental phytoestrogens, supplements in plants like soy and red clover that weakly mimic estrogen. Problem is, they don't always work. But Solgar has a new product, PM Phytogen Complex, that works when the others don't. It contains a stronger phytoestrogen complex derived from Thai kudzu. Found only in Thailand, this herb has a long history of use for promoting youthful skin and hair, strength, and vitality, making it ideal for relieving the symptoms of menopause. The phytoestrogens found in Thai kudzu are more bioidentical to human estrogen, making it many times more powerful. PM Phytogen Complex from Solgar, the effective solution to your menopause problems. PM Phytogen Complex is available at Wilner Chemists.
What's in your omega diet? While omega 3, 6, and 9 are essential fatty acids that should already be part of your daily health routine, one may be missing. Omega 7, the omega you haven't heard about. Well, no longer. New Chapter introduces supercritical omega 7 and its key ingredient, sea buckthorn. Revered for its anti-aging properties, sea buckthorn oil has been used traditionally for centuries to help moisturize, soothe, and restore the skin. The berries and seeds of this botanical are also a source of traditional omega 3, 6, and 9, making natural omega 7 soft gels from New Chapter the optimal form of essential fatty acid supplementation. Stop by Wilner Chemist today and make New Chapter's supercritical omega 7 a part of your skin health routine. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we're here on the Wilner Window on WOR 710 in New York City and WGKA in Atlanta. Excuse me. Okay, and our phone number works in Atlanta, 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's talk to Alan, calling from Brooklyn.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Good, and you?
Okay, pretty good. I have two quick questions and two compliments, if you have time for them. I took my 94-year-old mom to get her vitamin D level, and I can't begin to tell you, the doctor, how he resisted me, saying we have to see certain symptoms and this and that. But thank God I was a New York City police officer for 20 years, and I'm pretty good at being assertive but appropriate.
You didn't pull out your gun, did you?
No, I'm retired.
Hey, but you know, you still may have it. Who knows?
Yeah, I do have an off-duty, but not going to the doctor.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes I get mad enough at them. Never mind.
I know.
Okay, so I made...
Dr. Podell just breathed a sigh of relief.
Yeah.
I love Dr. Podell.
No.
But here's my problem. I said to him that I listened to doctors just like you that are trained in internal medicine, but they would like always mention a 25 hydroxide vitamin D.
Right.
As soon as I mentioned alternative doctor, he gave me a dirty look.
Mm.
But I don't know whether he did it out of spite or not. I just got the results, but vitamin D hydroxide 125.
And what's the result?
And this is what I can't interpret. That's why I need you guys. On a regular vitamin D, I know 30, 40, 50, 60. But here it says vitamin D, 125
right.
Hydroxide, 151.6 PG/ml. I have no idea.
What is the normal range they're giving?
They, on this particular form, Dr. Podell, they have no reference range, no abnormal flag. They have nothing. So I was just trying to find out if you guys, I'm sorry I say guys, but that's the way we talk in Brooklyn, could interpret what 151.6, is that is that 30 ml, 40, 50? I just don't know how to interpret that.
Okay, here's the thing. The reason why they recommend the 25-hydroxy vitamin D is that the mavens who, you know, do vitamin D think that correlates best with outcomes such as osteoporosis and measuring the parathyroid gland and so on. And what you can find is a person can have be deficient in vitamin D based on the 25 test and can be high, low, or medium on the 1,25 test. That is, they don't think the 125 is itself terribly predictive. Now, in a more esoteric way, if you had an individual, you might make some sense of putting the two combinations together. But that's something for a sub-sub specialist, and it actually doesn't make sense without the lab giving you what their distribution of normal values are. So that for most practical purposes, the 25-hydroxy is the one to look at, and that's what really all the research studies are about. And they really don't think that the 125, that's not a matter of being unreliable. It's that it can be all over the lot, and it doesn't allow you to interpret what the basic deficiency is or is not.
All right, so basically we don't know, we can't help him with this particular problem.
No, we certainly need to know what the lab says.
Yeah.
But if the 25 is normal, then for practical purposes, that's sufficient. And by normal, what do we mean? Well, we mean at least 32, seems to be the current establishment view, and then perhaps should be higher still. And I would wager most people in New York City coming out of the winter and 90 years old, they're going to be deficient. It's unlikely that they're not.
Okay, what else can we do for you, Alan?
Okay, and the compliments. I want to just first say that you guys on shipping are the best. I get it the next day. I do live in Brooklyn. Maybe that has something to do with it. But you guys.
Well, we take care of people from Brooklyn.
Okay, good.
Because we're all, almost everybody was born in Brooklyn that I know anyway.
That's right. Me too.
Okay, and the last compliment is that I don't listen to info commercials, mainly because I hear you talking about it. But it wasn't an info commercial. It was a commercial about something I got interested in. And then I had a senior moment where instead of calling my main place, Wellness, I called up the company direct, and they sent me it. And then when I ran out of it, my senior moment left me, and I called you guys. You guys were $3.50 cheaper per bottle, same company, same brand, same potency, same amount of pills. So all you people listening, try Wellness first.
All right, Alan, when you need a job, call us.
I thought Alan was going to offer us the difference, pay us back or something, but I guess not. Okay.
I pay you back with my business.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you guys.
All right, thanks so much for that call, Alan. All right, guess what? It's time for another quick break. And I have to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. And Ester C is the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. Okay, and when we get back, we're going to take a call, not now, but when we get back, we're going to take a call from Denise. And she thinks she may have parasites, and I think we might be able to see if that's indeed the case.
Are you kidding?
Okay.
On the radio?
All right. We'll be back after these messages.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Dr. Alan Green, author and medical doctor, recommends supporting your child's diet with a daily multivitamin mineral supplement. This simple habit, he says, could improve your child's health and mental development. Dr. Green worked with Twin Lab to develop Dr. Green's Children's Chewable Multivitamin Multimineral Supplement. These products contain a full spectrum of both vitamins and minerals that are essential to a child's healthy development. 12 essential vitamins and 7 important minerals. The Chewable Multi is available in natural berry or orange flavors in environmentally friendly packaging. In addition to the Chewable Multi, Dr. Green included a prenatal formula, toddler caps, a bone formula, and an omega-3 fish oil supplement. As Dr. Green states, a daily multivitamin multimineral is more than just a safety net for occasional nutritional shortages. It is an important tool to support healthy growth and a healthy life for your child. Dr. Green Children's Supplements from Twin Lab.
Now let's go to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And right now, if you're traveling across the Hudson River, George Washington Bridge inbound, upper deck, still a 50-minute wait. Downstairs will cost you 25 minutes. Lincoln cost you 20 in. Holland, 20 in as well. Outbound side, about a 5-minute delay. Look out, traveling over on the eastbound Cross Bronx Expressway, slow right on through to the New England Thruway. Also getting reports of some problems over on the Bruckner Expressway, so you want to definitely steer clear. Traveling on the BQE, northbound side of Hamilton Avenue, off-ramp is closed down. That is weekend-long road work. And if you're traveling in the Garden State, looks like we're in tough shape over on the Parkway northbound side. Exit 143 to 145, an accident. Center lane is going to be blocked off. Southbound side at exit 159, there's some road construction. And into central New Jersey on the Parkway northbound at the Driscoll Bridge, disabled vehicle in the right lane. And then also further north into exit 129, we have an accident taking out the right lane. So things really creeping up on the Garden State Parkway. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a physician, the number one complaint I get these days is about fatigue. That's usually when patient and doctor sit down and have the talk about diet, exercise, and ProPax with NT Factor. Make no mistake, ProPax with NT Factor is a serious supplement for serious people. People who refuse to let age take anything away from lifestyle. Fact, ProPax with NT Factor is a doctor-proven nutritional program that eliminates fatigue up to 40% in 8 weeks. 3 clinical trials and a hospital study prove it. Fact, the nutrient compound NT Factor actually repairs and replaces damaged cells, the place where we convert oxygen and food to energy. Just 2 multi-packs each day do the trick. And because it's 100% from whole food and food extracts, it's completely safe. Look, if you're serious about maintaining your energy levels and getting all the needed nutrients daily, regardless of your age, a daily commitment to ProPax with NT Factor is the answer. ProPax with NT Factor, a serious supplement for serious people.
Come to my...
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And you're listening to The Wilner Window on WOR in New York, WGKA in Atlanta, Georgia. And as promised, we're going to take a call from Denise, calling from Brooklyn. Welcome to The Wilner Window, Denise.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for taking my call. Approximately 30 years ago, I was diagnosed with some parasites. And I really feel that I've never gotten rid of them. I take commercial preparations every once in a while. But I was wondering if colloidal silver would be helpful, and would it be better to do the silver 50 or your silver hydrosol? And two, how do you eliminate tapeworms? And just how do you eliminate the whole crew if they were there?
Okay, first, let me just first answer your question about silver. Silver is an antibacterial. And parasites aren't bacteria, so I wouldn't suspect that silver would be very much help for parasites. Okay, that's to answer the first part of it. There are a number of herbs which historically have been helpful for parasites. There's a product called black walnut. It's the green part of it. They call it green black walnut, which can be very effective for helping to get rid of parasites. But, you know, if it's something that you've been troubled with for a long time, you might want to seek medical help. You know, there are some doctors who specialize in this, and, you know, it might be well to get yourself checked out.
Yeah, I could mention a couple of names, actually. You know, obviously, maybe it isn't parasites, but Dr. Leo Galland, G-A-L-L-A-N-D in Manhattan, has a great interest in this. He's a very scholarly alternative medicine type, integrative medicine, really. He does mainstream medicine as well. And then there's a fellow named Kevin Cahill, who is perhaps the senior parasitologist in the state of New York. He was a health commissioner maybe 20 years ago of the state, and he's still active. I still see patients that he's seeing, and he knows more about parasites than almost anybody else around, I guess.
And both of those gentlemen are in New York City.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
well, let me ask a question of Dr. Podell. I mean, we're talking about a long period of time that's gone by here. If you have parasites and you're treated for them, how difficult is it to determine whether or not they've been eradicated?
Well, here's the problem. When you have, let's say you have parasites and you haven't treated, you may not find them on any one given stool sample. You may have to do 3 or 4 or 5, and it's important how it's handled and how long it waits before it's looked at and what preservatives are used. And most of us these days were trained in a time when we didn't really look at parasites very much. So most doctors...
Right, but is that the only way? Are there, like, antibodies or other ways?
Well, for some of them, yes. But mostly we're still relying on stool tests.
I see. Okay. And then, of course, I guess there's always a possibility that you're being re-inoculated with it or reintroduced. Okay.
Right. Although, very often, it really isn't parasites. It's irritable bowel syndrome or some other way.
You know, a lot of, Denise, a lot of companies make these cleanses. You know, a company we have, for example, called Renew Life makes a whole bunch of cleanses. They have a parasite cleanse. They just have a basic colon cleanse. They have a candida cleanse. And all of these, people try all of those things. But once again, if it's something that's been, you feel has been going on for a while, Dr. Podell's advice is good.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling, Denise. And who's next? Joe from Lindenhurst, Long Island.
Yes, I've been taking zinc supplements, about 65 milligrams a day. Now, I read in some newsletter that I got in the mail that too much zinc can cause prostate cancer. Is that true?
I don't think it's as simple as that.
I don't think we can say that, but it is also true that as you get into higher doses of zinc, there can be some negative side effects. And the studies that I recall are using like 80 milligrams a day, where there was an adverse effect on certain elements of the immune system, as well as it seemed to lower the high-density lipoprotein, the good cholesterol.
Yes.
So, for the most part, and again, you can measure zinc levels, let's say, in your white blood cells and your red blood cells as a measure of deficiency. For the most part, people will do well with 25 to 50 milligrams. I doubt that 65 is going to hurt you much, but I'm not aware that there's any good evidence that zinc is going to predispose you to prostate cancer.
And don't forget, as Dr. Podell mentioned, that it has to do with dosage. You know, doses above 100 milligrams a day might be problematical. But at 65 milligrams, I don't think you have that worry.
Now, even at 65 milligrams, of course, it is important that you're not taking the zinc in an isolated way. Zinc is interrelated to some of the other minerals, for example, copper. And if you're not getting some copper in your supplement program along with that zinc, you could actually be causing a copper deficiency. So that's one of the other reasons why we caution people who start talking about taking excessively high amounts of any individual mineral, especially. Look at your multivitamin that you're taking and see how much copper is in there. You know, there is probably some zinc in your multivitamin, okay, and there's probably some copper in there. But if you're taking an extra 65 milligrams of zinc over and above the copper that's in your multivitamin, you might want to look at adding some copper as well.
Well, what I do, I take a multivitamin that has 15 milligrams, and I take another, later on I might take a 50 milligram of zinc. That's the way I take it.
Well, you know, taking that much zinc for a long period of time without taking the extra copper, you know, you might want to take another milligram or so, or 2 milligrams of copper as well.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I thank you very much, Doctor. very informative.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Okay, next we have Todd calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, greetings from down south. I had a question regarding a lady friend of mine. She's been having stomach problems, and they prescribed Nexium for. Before that, I got her some over-the-counter medications, and they didn't really seem to help. And I was curious about the nutritional supplements that might, you know, ease her symptoms so she didn't have to take the medication. And I was just wondering, you know, what you might suggest.
Okay, what's her problem? Just stomach pain?
Yeah, she has a lot of stomach pain, a lot of burning. To the point where she doesn't want to eat. You know, she avoids eating, especially in the morning. And anything that has any kind of acid in it, like fruit juice or coffee, you know, she seems to react badly to that. And I was curious, does the pancreas control acid production in the stomach, or?
No.
No. There's a lot of nerve fibers that go feed in there, and they have effects from all over, partly psychological and partly food stimulus and so forth. The key is, what's the diagnosis? Now, presumably the doctor thinks that there may be an acid problem, and that I think to decide if that's really the relevant issue, the simplest way is to take something like the Nexium for, let's say, 3 weeks. If she doesn't improve, then there's something more. If she gets all better, then that was the kind of problem we're dealing with. Then the issues become, well, and how to minimize the acid, and whether you're going to use things like dietary changes, like getting rid of citrus fruits, whether it's something that we're going to use, say, a licorice root, which seems to soothe the stomach, primrose oil that may help the mucus layer of the stomach form better, lecithin, which may help that as well. We don't really know until we really have a better idea of what's going on. Maybe it isn't the stomach at all. Maybe it's the esophagus. Maybe it's reflux. Or maybe it's something else entirely, which has to be figured out.
All right.
She sometimes she doesn't, you know, she'll run out, because I've been paying for it, because she can't afford the Nexium, and she won't tell me, and then I'll see how bad she starts to look, and then I'll, you know, get it for her, because she'll take it for a while, and she's on it, but when she stops, she, you know, the symptoms seem to come back, so...
Okay, well, then she should probably be seeing a GI person, and she should probably have a scope looking down her stomach and looking at her esophagus. She could have an ulcer. We don't really know.
Yeah, it could be H. pylori. It could be anything.
Yeah, you see, Todd, the problem is that it's hard for us to give you the kind of answer that you want because we don't really know what the underlying problem is. So that's, you know, we're struggling with, you know, we'd like to help you, but we don't really know what's going on.
Well, thanks. It's been helpful. And then I'll visit your store here in Atlanta and take a look around.
All righty. Thanks a lot, Todd. Thanks for calling. Okay. How about we pause for our last break? Our number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We take questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, anything related to nutrition. This is Arne Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And as I said, we shall return after these messages.
Looking for an easier way to eliminate digestive problems? Maintaining digestive balance and regularity takes more than cutting out problem foods. Help your body make the most of your nutrition and feel your best with stomach-friendly probiotics acidophilus formulas from American Health. These high-quality probiotics are formulated with up to 20 billion live organisms per serving to help your body get more nourishment from your food and more energy for your life. American Health's probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them when depleted. There are billions of good reasons to turn to American Health. Look for stomach-friendly probiotic capsules or liquid supplements in 4 great-tasting yogurt-like flavors. And for convenient on-the-go support, try milk-free chewables in naturally delicious fruit flavors. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
No one needs protein more than active individuals, athletes, and weekend warriors looking for increased strength, power, and endurance. Why? During any physically strenuous activity, an athlete's continued muscle use will result in muscle breakdown. Once this occurs, the muscles of the body require adequate levels of high-quality protein to heal and rebuild. The greater the stress, the more protein is required to rebuild and restore the muscles. Not all protein isolates are of equal quality. Some use a heat-processed whey protein that can denature or break down the protein and the immunoglobulins. Bluebonnet, on the other hand, employs a special low-temperature microfiltration process which leaves the protein undenatured and the immunoglobulins intact. Bluebonnet's 100% natural whey protein isolate is one of the purest and most potent whey protein products on the market, providing 26 grams of protein that's microfiltered and free of recombinant bovine growth hormone. Additionally, there are no artificial flavors or sweeteners, and it is low in fat, carbohydrates, sodium, and cholesterol. So if you're looking for a pure, high-quality, fast-acting protein to optimize performance and the recovery phase of both your muscles and immune system, Bluebonnet's 100% natural whey protein isolate is the right way. And right now, Glavonoid, liquid flavonoid from licorice flavonoid oil is 30% off from Bluebonnet Nutrition.
Come to my way.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. You know, Don, I don't want to forget, but next week we have a very, very interesting guest, Dr. Barry Tan. And we're going to be talking about tocotrienols and some wonderful new information that I don't think has been disseminated before. So tune in the Wilner Window next Sunday, 2 o'clock. Dr. Barry Tan. And
that's a good point, Arnie. I think tocotrienols is probably one of the areas in nutrition that we're going to be hearing a heck of a lot more about in the near future. There's a lot of very interesting research on tocotrienols coming out now.
Yeah, and you're going to hear about it first on the Wilner Window next Sunday, 2 o'clock. Okay, next we have Martin calling from Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Martin.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Doc. I have been suffering, or I've had this peripheral neuropathy, which has been diagnosed by a medical doctor. I have been taking alpha-lipoic acid. I've been taking the fish oil in conjunction with tramadol.
Mm-hmm.
And the results haven't been good at all, and it seems to be getting worse. I do not have any sugar-related problems, but the fact is I have a stenosis of my neck and stenosis of my lower back. This has led to this peripheral neuropathy. And I was wondering, is there any specific thing I could take in addition to what I'm taking now to help me out?
Well, there may be. Are they suggesting that those specific areas of stenosis is where the peripheral nerves are being hurt? Okay,
that's
as opposed to all over the place.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so part of this is a mechanical problem that's causing pressure and inflammation on the nerves. So what you might be able to do nutritionally is to improve the resistance of the nerves to that pressure. But if that pressure is bad enough, then you have to relieve it mechanically, which would be surgery. The kinds of things that may improve resistance, in addition to the lipoic acid, primrose oil has one very excellent study showing benefit in diabetic nerve damage. Carnitine has some studies that show benefit in terms of peripheral neuropathy. You got to make sure that you don't have excess lead or mercury in your background. That's relatively easy to check. Other things that might be of value.
We had Len Smith on a few weeks ago, and he was pretty high, of course, as he always is. But Flex Now is a very, very nice anti-inflammatory that could be of benefit. When it works very nicely. The product is called Flex Now.
Yeah,
and
now,
a matter of fact, probably any anti-inflammatory.
Now, wasn't Len promoting that primarily for osteoarthritis?
That's where it does. But yeah. you know, the other things that come in.
Yeah, the other thing that I would suggest, if you're not taking a high potency B complex vitamin supplement, you probably should. Okay, because the B vitamins are very helpful for a nerve function and reduction of the inflammation around the nerve bundles, and you might want to increase the amount of the omega-3 oils. Dr. Podell, I think it was, mentioned the evening primrose oil, but if you're taking an omega-3 or a fish oil, you know, that's going to help reduce the inflammation, and maybe you just need to be taking a little bit more or one that's a little bit stronger in the EPA-DHA, which is, of course, the active constituent of the omega-3 oils.
Okay, Martin.
How strong a dosage would that be?
As much as you can tolerate. The more, you know, get a good strong, something like the Ultimate Omega from Nordic Naturals that we were advertising earlier, and you could easily take a 2 or 3 capsules several times a day, and to get it to have a therapeutic effect.
Okay. And the individual strength of the capsule is what?
The individual, it's about 2.5 times as much as the basic one.
Okay.
And the other way to do it is the Nordic also makes an excellent fish oil liquid, which doesn't taste bad. It's lemon flavored, and if you don't want to swallow all those capsules, take a a couple of teaspoonfuls of the oil a day.
Okay, fine.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks so much for that call. All right, let's talk to Lynn from Newtown, Connecticut. Hi, Lynn.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to know if there's such a thing as taking too much magnesium. Right now, I'm on 500 milligrams morning and at night, and that was for leg cramps.
Okay.
And right now, the leg cramps are starting to come back again, and I was thinking before I get to see my doctor, I'd maybe start taking another magnesium. It's magnesium tauride. I can't take the magnesium citrate.
In magnesium tauride, is this 500 milligrams of magnesium in a pill or 500 milligrams of the total molecule?
It says 250 milligrams per pill.
Of what?
So I take
of what?
It just says magnesium tauride.
Okay. You see, you're not what Dr. Podell was hinting at is that you may not be getting anywhere near as much magnesium as you think you're getting, and I suspect that he's correct. A magnesium taurate, magnesium when you're talking with orotates or other chelates of that sort, you have to look at the label very carefully. The label should, someplace on the label, it should tell you how much magnesium, not magnesium taurate, you're actually getting.
All it says is magnesium perentorate, 125 milligrams, 30% daily value.
Okay. What you're getting, each tablet is 125 milligrams of the magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
How many of those are you taking a day?
Four, two in the morning and two at night.
And then you're only getting 500 milligrams of magnesium.
Daily, yeah. I'm sorry, I gave you the wrong numbers at first.
Okay, generally speaking, it's hard to take too much magnesium because if you do, you will get diarrhea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so usually it's not something that you need to worry about because you'll know if you're taking too much. Regardless of that, you can easily go anywhere from 600 to 1,000 milligrams and not even be in what we would call a high dosage. So you're nowhere near what is normally considered a nutritional range of magnesium. Many, it used to be that from a general nutritional standpoint, you were being told to take half as much magnesium as you were calcium. And the calcium is now 1,000 to 1,200 milligrams a day minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So that would give you up to 600 milligrams magnesium just to do the conservative amount based on your calcium balance. Many doctors feel that that's too low a ratio and that you should be getting easily a 1-to-1 ratio. So now you're looking at normal value up to 1,200 milligrams magnesium. Some people can't tolerate that because it gives them loose bowels. So really, you can. Bottom line, you can take more.
Okay.
There's one group where that's not so, and that's the group of people who have kidney problems where their kidneys aren't working well. There you can actually, if you can't urinate it out, you can overload on even modest increases
of magnesium.
Right,
but I was assuming otherwise normal.
Yeah,
person.
Normal kidney function, the diarrhea will stop you before you get in any trouble.
Okay, so Lynn, by all means, you can take at least 4 more tablets of that magnesium taurate a day. Okay, thanks so much for that call. Okay, all right, you hear that music, that means Noah's trying to get me to stop talking. Okay, so now we need to pause for this short message.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right. Well, it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this Sunday afternoon with you. We hope you've enjoyed it and found it informative. And we've come to the end of another episode in this ongoing saga of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. Comes on immediately after this show. I'd like to thank Noah and Ira in the control room for helping us out today. And remember, tune into the Wilner Window next Sunday, same time, 2 o'clock, when we will have a special guest, Dr. Barry Tan.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.